Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, September 23rd, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, with your movie news, toy news, and other stuff. So, what do we got? Movies. At the box office last week, Lion King roared back number one. See what I did there? In 3D. It made $30.2 million and was followed by Contagion with $14.5 million, Drive with $11.3 million, The Help with $6.5 million, and Straw Dogs with $5.1 million. New at theaters this week, Abduction, Moneyball, Killer Elite, Dolphin Tale, and a bunch of other stuff in limited release. In the news, The Phantom Menace isn't the only old movie hitting theaters in 3D next year. Top Gun is on deck. Speaking of Star Wars, the Blu-ray came out last week, and just in that amount of time, 1 week, they are now declaring it's the best-selling Blu-ray thing of all time, which is kind of impressive and kind of not. Considering it's a very, very expensive box set, that's really something. Considering that to sell the most of all time, you only need to sell a million units, not so impressive. A lot of articles are saying, oh, well, Blu-ray is such a new format. You know, Blu-ray is just this brand new thing. And it's like, well, the PlayStation 3 came out in 2006. It's 5 years old. It's not exactly a new format. If you compare it to something like The Matrix, which I think sold a million units in 1999, and DVD kind of hit the mainstream around 97, 98. Not even the mainstream, but it started getting out there. And it doesn't seem so good. I mean, I understand why some people aren't necessarily going to upgrade, but I don't buy it. Anyway, development on Fast and Furious 6 has caused director Justin Lin to drop out of Terminator 5, or whatever it's going to be called. Lin was also attached to a Highlander remake, which he won't be doing either. Chris Hardwick will continue his assault on all forms of media with a Walking Dead post-show on AMC airing live and called Talking Dead. The first installment airs October 16. Netflix spun off into a couple of companies this week. The online streaming portion will remain Netflix, while the rental division involving physical media has added video games to the mix and now will be called Quickster, which is also a name of a stoner on Twitter who has a stoned Elmo as his graphic. Just saying. The split means movie queues and billing will now be separate, adding what every company wants, more paperwork, more personnel, and more tax returns. So, good job, Netflix. The X Factor debuted this week with lower than expected ratings, but not even being the top show of the night, it still did okay. Meanwhile, the season premiere of Two and a Half Men's ratings were the highest of any scripted comedy TV show in 5 years. Well, actually 6 years. It was 2005. Because people love Ashton Kutcher, or seeing Charlie Sheen die, or some mix of the two. The Joel Silver-produced remake of Logan's Run, you heard that right, is starting production in 2012, and that might be cool. The original movie is worth seeing. If you haven't seen it, it came out the year before Star Wars, the original Star Wars, and it looks like a decade apart in terms of visuals and everything. You gotta see it. The difference is staggering. Bill Clinton said he turned down Dancing with the Stars, and that's why we like him. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Two sales this week at sale.entertainmentearth.com. One, Nightmare Before Christmas. Get free shipping on your in-stock orders of $20 or more worth of Jack Skellington and Halloween Town items. We don't have the Rat Hat, I'm sorry to say. We also have a sale for graphic novels. All graphic novels, in-stock and pre-orders, are buy one, get one, half price. Can you beat that? Possibly, but I'm not going to say that you can. So you should order them. That would be great of you. Remember to get your graphic novels and Nightmare Before Christmas stuff at sale.entertainmentearth.com right now. Toys and stuff. We have toys and stuff. We have new Big Bang Theory bobbleheads. We have an exclusive Sheldon Cooper wearing a green t-shirt, which is the Green Lantern t-shirt. It's not just green, it is Green Lantern. And only 1,008 pieces are being made. The dude won an Emmy, so now you can have him as a bobblehead. A non-exclusive Sheldon wearing a Flash t-shirt's coming, as well as Howard, who does not wear a t-shirt. So these are all coming later this year. Venture Brothers pre-orders for 3¾-inch action figures are up for single figures. Here's the deal. You have till October 31st to pre-order, or tell your friends or local store to order some figures, a set, cases, and we need to reach a certain number, or they will not be made. I cannot tell you that specific number, but we are putting up a progress report, and we have seen increased sales this week, so we'll be going up shortly. However, we still need more orders, so tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell anybody you'd like, anyone who'd listen. The Mattel Club Ecto-1 subscription program has been canceled, but the figures will still be going forward. They confirmed several of them will be being produced next year. USAopoly announced two new games this week, Metal Gear Solid Risk and Futurama Monopoly, with game-specific tokens that are kind of interesting. 1010 Collectibles announced a very cool Lost in Space Dr. Zachary Smith three-quarter scale bust, which looks a heck of a lot like Jonathan Harris's severed head on a flat thing. It's $300, but it's clearly worth the $300. Hasbro announced a new version of Ants in the Pants called Ants in the Can, which sounds way more unpleasant. It's basically, it's not, you know, because you have ants in the pants and then the ants get in the can and then it's just terrible. But it's basically ants in the pants, but Oscar the Grouch's garbage can, and, you know, it goes in there. So that's pretty cool. Toynami and DC Comics teamed up to do DC Comics Skull Animals, meaning you can get a dead dog dressed up like Superman or an ex-monkey as the Green Lantern. It's way cuter than it sounds. I saw them at Comic-Con. They're pretty nice. It's like a black plush with a white skeleton painted on it and then dressed up a little bit. So it turned out really well. They're really neat. Oh, it's real, supposedly. TFW2005.com has shots of a Takara-designed armored masterpiece Ultra Magnus. Nice. It builds off the new smaller MP10 Masterpiece Optimus Prime convoy toy. Not many details are available, and apparently it's just a concept model, but hey, it's a nice thing to see, and it might be better scaled for your Classics toys than your Classics Ultra Magnus. I think so, anyway. New York Comic Con is under 3 weeks away, and most companies haven't announced their exclusives yet. Hasbro and Mattel have made vague mentions of doing stuff, but virtually nothing has been discussed. My guess is they're waiting for some media launch. But 3 weeks, it's like there's no time to get excited. I mean, there's just enough time to find out about it and go, oh, that's really neat, but I can't go. Ah, who cares? I mean, that's at least my attitude. But, well, I'll be there, so if there's something cool, I'll be going to get it, of course. But anyway, Diamond announced they're going to be doing some cool mini-mates, Spider-Man Firefighter 2-pack, as well as a couple of zombies. Pretty neat. Hasbro today announced their first exclusive, which is a follow-up to their Comic-Con exclusive of Optimus Prime Nerf gun. This is a Bumblebee Nerf gun, so it's got a Nerf RV-10 with some really cool graphics on it. Turned out well. I just can't wait to see what else they're doing. And that's it for this installment of the podcast. Thanks for listening. I still have a lot of stuff to do. There's a lot going on in October in the toy industry, and I'm going to be pulled in every direction, in every aspect of my life all at once. So that's going to be fun. So if I survive, I will see you at the end of October. I will be here next week. I will not be here the following week. And the following week. But after that, I should be back. So you guys have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H, and tell a friend about the Entertainment Earth podcast. Or don't.